safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What up, dog? 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. I'm your host, Blizzard, man. Thanks for tuning in to the Shizelle once again. Yeah. Well, shout out to everybody who's been tuning into the show lately, man. A lot of people have been rocking with me. A lot of people have been rocking with me the long way. There's a lot of people that's finding out about the show now via people who's already been rocking with K100 Internet Radio. So I want to take a minute, man, you feel me, and really just say I appreciate it to everybody who retweets a tweet or posts a post on Facebook, tell somebody about it in person, you know what I mean? Whoever, you know what I'm saying, tunes into the show live, you know, if you listen to the show replay after the fact or the podcast on iTunes, you know what I mean? If you go to ChainlessEntertainment.com, if you download my mobile app, however you support me, I just want to say I appreciate it. It'd be really hard for me to keep doing what I'm doing with this show if I didn't have the support, because when you're doing something like this and you're not really making any money for it, it's more of an inconvenience for me to rock with K100 Radio because I don't get paid for it. So it takes up a couple hours a week, especially the Illa Kill episodes, which takes time for me to upload music, prep, send out tweets and stuff, not to mention, you know, how much time I spend tweeting and networking and being out and about, money, you know what I'm saying, spent, you know, my little time on Blog Talk Radio. It doesn't cost a whole hell of a lot as far as running, but the reward it pays for me just to be able to know that I'm giving back to the game, knowing that, you know, I'm trying to be a trendsetter, you know what I'm saying, I really am over here at K100 Internet Radio. I think Internet Radio was the radio of the future. The more they keep making these cars that's coming ready-made with Pandora or ready-made with XM or ready-made with, you know, you can hook straight to the internet, you know what I mean, and just play whatever you want to play, whatever, stream whatever you want to on iHeartRadio or whatever, and sooner or later they have one that you can just go and just download your favorite podcast on iTunes for, and that's where we'll come in, you know what I'm saying, and we'll be able to just really give you what you really want to hear at that point. We'll be in your cars, and once we get in your cars, it's the end of FM radio, and that's what I want to facilitate. I want FM radio to die. Either FM radio can die. FM radio can die. FM radio can choose to bow out gracefully and die with dignity. Well, they don't have any more dignity now because they've just been totally ruined. Or they can do the right thing, all right? They start showing love and breaking records again, you know what I'm saying? Or they can just become a dinosaur and internet radio can take over, which, once again, the next 10 years, every new car that's going to be rolling off assembly lines will be equipped to stream whatever the fuck you want to stream from the radio. Once that happens, that is the end of FM radio's power. Once you can get in your car and click, boom, and K100 Radio can be piping in your car just like you can be piping in 107.9. It's good night for those fellas, I'm telling you. They got a decade left. They've actually, if you don't know your shit, a lot of the people in the FCC and people at Radio 1 and Clear Channel have been lobbying hard to stop that from happening so they won't lose their chokehold on the game, so all the payola and all the money and everything keep funneling through their small little bullshit network. But inevitably, what the consumer wants in the car will always outweigh them, because the car dealers want the people to buy it. And whoever says the new Fords They've already got it where, you, as soon as you get in the car, you can just click one button and you're right at Pandora. Right? I'm in Atlanta, so it's a lot of people that drive Fords around here, because there used to be a Ford plant here. And a lot of people are still, you know, down with the Ford program here. And I be getting these new Ford cars with cats. And you, as soon as you jump in the car, you go straight to iHeartRadio or Pandora. No one's listening to the radio or XM radio. It comes equipped in the car. And so FM radio is losing its stronghold, which is the car. It's losing the stronghold. Internet radio is the future. And so I feel I'm on the cutting edge of what's to be. You know what I'm saying? And so that gives me some fulfillment. It makes up for the fact that I don't really get fucking paid for doing this. You know what I'm saying? But the fact that I know that I'm going to be on the cutting edge of technology, the fact that I know that I'm showing love back to the game, the fact that I know that I'm actually really breaking records when motherfuckers say they are, but they're not. Being as though about 2,500 or better people listen to this show every week from all across the nation and the world. And this is what I know because I look at my reports and my sheets, so no one can tell me shit. All right? So I know how many people are listening and checking in for me. They don't even include my iTunes numbers. This is my Blog Talk numbers. So I know how many people are listening to this shit. You know what I'm saying? And so I know that when I play a record, there's a lot of people listening. You know what I'm saying? What's the average club? 500 people in there? DJ plays a record in there? That's cool. That's 500 people. And when they leave, they don't hear that set no more. Mine's on replay forever and ever, never, 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 never. And so when I play, that's how many people approximately listen to it within a week's time, this show. Each one of these episodes average about 500-600, you know, plays. You know what I'm saying? For each episode. And then that's not even including the iPod numbers, the numbers that we do over there with the podcast and iTunes. I can't even really count those because they don't even really send me a detailed report. So who knows what, but a lot of people tell me they listen to it on their iPod. So I don't even know what the numbers really is over there. I just go ahead and just add a couple hundred more to that per week, somewhere around there, I'm assuming. So this is what, and these are the numbers. This is not millions. This is not, no, of course, I'm not that big. But when you consider the fact that no one pays to get their music on K100 Radio, the people choose it. When you think about that, you think about the fact that all I play is independent artists only. Well, we're damn proud of what we're doing over here. So, let's get down to business, you dig? Welcome to the Subway. Uh-huh. That's right. Yes, that's right. The all-indie underground music mix over here at K1's Indie Radio, where we break indie music, indie artists from all over the country. In fact, all over the world, because we got people from other continents in rotation over here on the show. I got a caller that's on the phone line. Make sure if you're hitting on the phone lines during the Subway series, absolutely you need to press the number one or I won't come to your phone line. I'll assume that you're just listening in. But let me go to someone did press the number one. They want to holler at me before I get into the music. Let me see what's popping. 267, what's happening, homie?
What's going on, business? Marty Millions.
Marty Millions, what's happening, bro?
Going on,
man, chilling, man. About to get ready to go ahead and get into this music, man, and break some of these records. What's going on with you over there, man?
Ain't nothing, man. I was just calling in to show some support, man. And just to say that I appreciate you, man. I appreciate what you're doing. It's much love and respect. My support.
Well, thank you, bro. I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you right now, Marty Millions, I would not, if people didn't support me. Even if it's not, I'll be wanting to quit doing K100. You know what I'm saying? I do sometimes. Sometimes it's just like, why? You know what I'm saying? But then I know there's a method to my madness. I know the benefits that it brings me, even if it's not always financial. Just the connections and frankly the industry clout that it's afforded me over these past 2 years. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of paid itself off in that respect. But if I really didn't have the people that really just be hitting me up, tweeting me, inboxing me, people that call to the show and be like, yo, I just respect what you're doing, Blizzom, because you're doing it for the love and you're doing it for the game. You feel me? You're really giving cats a voice. I mean, stuff like that actually helps me go on, man. You feel me? Because I feel like it's actually bigger than just me. It'd be selfish of me to quit at this point because now I got so many people listening. I matter. And so now there's a lot of artists, you know what I'm saying? Even if they can't afford to kick out money, really do have my back, and they push it from OK100. So I would feel like I'm abandoning those guys too. So that shit actually makes me be able to come in here and just do this damn show, even though I know there's no money, really money coming out of it. You know what I'm saying? Not really. I make a little money here and there off of it, but not a lot. You know what I'm saying? So if I didn't have that, people like y'all just hitting me up and letting me know that this is what's popping and that y'all are tuning in, that y'all are supporting it, I'd probably quit. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out. Right. I was just kind of breaking up a little bit, but what'd you say again? Yeah, I'm kind of losing Marty. I'm kind of losing your Marty Mills. But I think he said, be patient. And that's what I'm doing right now. I'm going to take these other two calls, man. I'm going to go ahead and get ready to turn up on this music real quick, man. I'm almost 10 minutes in. I'm go ahead and ready to start running some music. I got some new shit. And I got two interviews today, too. I got Georgia Pine. They're going to be on the phone lines. And Canary Diamonds representing the West Coast. A new Femcee representing the West Coast. She's got a nice grind. She's going to be calling in. It's going to be in the second hour. But let me see who else is on the phone line. 718-707. What up, though?
What's up, man? My name is Tidy. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. I sing R&B. How can I get my song on your radio station?
Oh, send me the MP3, whatever song that you want to rock with, like your single, the one main song, the one that you really feel is good.
Okay.
Send it to K100Radio@gmail.com. That's the letter K, the number 100.
Is it on your Twitter page?
Yeah, K100Radio@gmail.com. It's on my Twitter page. That's the email. Send it to me.
Okay.
And we got a segment, the other music segment. The way you get onto this particular segment, where we just gonna play music, you got to go through Illa Kill. That's our other music segment. And what we do is we play the song live on the air, and then the people that's on the phone lines, they vote on it. They give it an ill vote or a kill vote. And if you get more ills than kills, you get put into the subway. You get put into rotation on the subway. So that's how it works. All right.
Okay, cool.
All right, hit me up, and then when your song is ready to be on Illa Kill, we'll email you back from the station, all right? All right, bro. Stay tuned. 718-985, what's happening? 718-985?
Yo, hello?
Yo, what up? What's happening, homie?
Hold on. Yo, what's up? It's Glory the Kid, man. I'm just here showing love right now.
Oh, Glory to Kid. What's good with you, homie?
What's good? Nothing, man. Just chilling in the FLA right now, listening to the show. You know what I'm saying? Showing in love, kicking it.
That's what's up. I'm going to play the other joint that you sent in for Illa Kill. I'll ride that one. That's Holding Me. What's the name of the joint? Holding Me. No, not Heartbreak.
Yeah. I'll send that Heartbreak, yeah.
You see Heartbreak in? I'll try and get that one on before the night is, because I really didn't have time to get it on Illa Kill, man. We have so many new artists just trying to get on Illa Kill. It'd be kind of hard for me to get these guys on Illa Kill that's already been through the process. You know what I'm saying? When y'all don't even have to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I understand about that. The last Illa Kill show was crazy, man. It was crazy. I was listening in. I loved it, y'all.
Well, I appreciate it, man. It's gaining popularity, man. A lot of people are checking. A lot of people are now starting to tune in for Illa Kill more. So I used to have to, like, beg people to tune in. Now, it's always enough people on the phone lines to make it pop. You know what I'm saying? So that's a good thing. That means people are tuning into the show. Yeah.
For sure.
All right, man. Well, stand by, right?
Bet.
All right. I see a 404 number, 629. If you want to holler at me, make sure you press the number 1 on your keypad. I've seen you've been on the phone line since I got on the air, but you didn't press the number 1 on the keypad. Press the number 1 on the keypad if you want to holler at me before I get into the music. Anyway, be that as it may, let's go ahead and get this thing started up, man. Maybe they just listening, so that's cool, too. The other 770 number, I know what that is, though. They riding out with me. They listening. And the 850 number, they just listening to. So I already know who everybody else is that's actually on the phone lines. We're going to go ahead and get into the music. I want to remind you guys to go check out our main website, www.chainlessentertainment.com. That's CHAINLESS, chainlessentertainment.com. Go over there and check the main site out, man. You feel me? We got links to, like, if you're an artist, you really want to go check it out, because we got links to, like, other performance opportunities, networking opportunities, people you should want to know and want to network with. Making It Magazine, you know what I'm saying, Street Talk, Urban Female Entertainment, all those guys. A lot of people that can help you. And if you're just a person that just want to check out more music from the artists that you hear at K100, some of the people that we got in rotation over here, we've got actual links back to their music over on the page. So if you some of the songs you may hear, we're going to be adding more people. As soon as I get time, I'm really busy, but as soon as I get time, I'm going to add about 20 more artists that we got in rotation to the page. That just takes a minute to update that site. But as soon as I get open day, I'm going to add, I already know who the artists are, I'm going to contact them. It's like 20 more artists I'm going to add over there. And not only will you hear them in rotation on K100, but then we'll have links to their music. They need a Reverb Nation page, and you'll be able to go to our site. And if you hear a song over here that you like bomb and you want to hear more, then you'll be able to go over to ChainlessEntertainment.com, which is the parent company, and you'll be able to just click on there, you know, hear the music, you'll recognize the name, and, you know, click on their widget, and you'll hear more music from them. So it's already going on over there, but we're going to add more artists to that as soon as I get a day. That's going to be an all-day event. It's going to take me all day because it's a time-consuming task to do that. All right, but we're going to be doing that soon. So go over there to ChainlessEntertainment.com. We got videos and more information. The blog, oh, yeah, you're going to love the blog, especially the artists. All the artists need to read my blogs. Also read my blogs on IXHipHop.com. All right? So, but go over there. All the information is in one spot, ChainlessEntertainment.com. You can listen to replays of K100 and everything over there. So just check the site out if you haven't had a chance to do it. All right, let's get it. So I got a whole bunch of new music. Like I said, Canary Diamond's up at the Georgia Pine up in the next hour. But we're in the holiday spirit. You know what I'm saying? And my homegirl, Kelsey Nicole, one of the fan favorites over here, she got a lot of songs that people like. She sent me a new song in today, and it's a Christmas song. And this is one of the, I tell artists all the time, man, you know, make one of these niche songs. You feel me? Make one of these niche songs. Like Christmas song or Thanksgiving song, some shit like that. That shit will get you a check easy sometimes because movies, TV shows, commercials, shit like that, get the fucking check, homie. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Get the check. And people like that, they're always looking for specific kind of records, holiday records, theme records, seasonal records. Make you a record about football, basketball. Send it to EA Sports. It's not always about the fucking club or the damn DJs or FM fucking radio. Think outside the box. Go look at a site called Music Clout and X-Ray. Music Clout and Music X-Ray. Look those two sites up. MusicClout.com, Music X-Ray. Go learn about that. Learn about Taxi. Learn about shopping your songs for commercials and TV and film. Don't be stupid all your life. You're not rocking with the best of them. Let's get into a little holiday cheer. We'll start off with a little R&B and we'll get into that rap shit. You know how we do over here. You're rocking with the best of them, man, at K100_radio on Twitter. Welcome to the Subway.
Yeah. design team. Oversized handbag, Italy. Fresh face, skin glow. 6-inch heels on bankroll. I'm packing all my bags. Got a one-way ticket. I won't look back. I'm on my way. I wear my sunglasses at night. I wanna be an American icon. Stand out, girl. You're sweetheart. I wanna be an American icon. Iconic. American girl. Iconic. American sweetheart. Trendsetter, Parisian night, party of the year, private jet flight, fast cars, paparazzi, it's all me, they're trying to steal my dreams, but I'm hanging on my back, got a one-way ticket, I won't look back, I'm on my way.
Sweet dreams.
I see you in my dreams.
I am finna reach. I'm orchestrating a symphony with my similes. Whoa, don't think y'all ready for that rude boy. I big dog treating that rapper like a true story. I'm such a church, no relation to your new boys. They call me Mike Bars. I thought you knew, boy. Damn.
There'll be a time for you. Go, nigga, if you got yet, I don't really give a shit about what any of y'all say. Ask for forgiveness, I ain't giving y'all a break, my nigga, wait. This is Tyrell, ready, set, go, nigga, if you got yet, I don't really give a shit about what any of y'all say. Forgiveness, I ain't giving y'all a break.
My nigga, it's the Mr. Misanthropic, apathetic, rock minute. Manipulate the alphabet for grab and grab my cross. Solicit in the album, raise the value of my stock. Hit and play me on the radio, yeah. And count me in blogs. Yup! Shows the spectacles, awards or the festivals. My O's be for decibels, we work for professionals. We roll, see shows, your hoe is all the testicles. Showing no respect for you, be boning all the sexual. Folder in the press, and then a stroke is so impeccable. The notice so be skeptical, we know it's unethical. God bless the soul, had a potential though. The flow's exceptional, you're the old skeptical. Writers Guild ain't a group, it's a family practice. I burn you pussies like you douche with battery acid. I done bears cats with me, your prepared ass. You wouldn't dare rap, they rap the teabag and bear trap. I'm on Fairfax with a P9, I'm a P9. Love Daisy women, Chinese freaks, ni hao. I murky herbs and lanes, Berber Herman Cain. You've been usurped because you worth it, you deserve the pain. Lights of Courtney Love and you Kurt Cobain. Or Clarence Williams III from Purple Rain. Prep you of the testaments and person over service claims. Step into Rocky Tyrae, see your curtains rain.
Hey, it's a Tyrae. Ready, set, go, nigga, if he high, yeah. I don't really give a shit about what it is. Answer for forgiveness, I ain't giving y'all a break, my nigga. Wait, hey, it's a Tyrae. Ready, set, go, nigga, if he high, yeah. I don't really give a shit about what it is. For forgiveness, I ain't giving y'all a break.
And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger. Those who would attempt to poison and destroy my brothers, and you will know my name is the law. When I lay my vengeance down on thee.
I'm convinced that reciprocity and honesty is not existent. Friendships are wrong intentions, and it's aimless or corn artist hazing. Nothing honest in it, tobacco weight or acclamation. Hard decision, 2012, and dudes out for self. Same rules as new trials and trails, and improve knowledge yourself. I know your every single move, so I'm too proud for help. I'm cool. Before my group go through more bizarre rides like the far side, you swan divers or an empty pool hog tied. Fuck across knives, I toss live grenades in the living room and hop out the balcony when the sparks fly. Hop in the park ride, take off like the Mark V in the dark. Stay back as an art, this is March's eyes. Conspiracy will rear its head in a second, so don't head to the standard. She'll be dead if you interfere bad. Omen flashes, cloaking daggers, flowing patterns, stroking slashing, poke your blast. Mortal death, I'm in the void. He's mad since the war's the campus. Your best chance is to avoid the hazards or disaster, your cadavers or join the canvas. As innately as the Andy Warhol campus, it's what you punks deserve. I saw my ventures in the pinches like Zuckerberg. You fucking herb.
Hey, it's a Tyrae. Ready, set, go, nigga, yippee-ki-yay. I don't really give a shit about what any of y'all say. Asking for forgiveness, I ain't giving y'all a break, my nigga. Wait, hey, it's a Tyrae. Ready, set, go, nigga, yippee-ki-yay. I don't really give a shit about what any of y'all say. Asking for forgiveness, I ain't giving y'all a break, my nigga. Wait.
Yo, slick with a pen flow, stay eloquent. Tryna do it large like I came from an elephant. I'm hella bent on being relevant. Irrelevant, my swag and intelligence equals excellence. The pessimists tried to question him, have reservations like they checking in. I proved them wrong, see I'm strong, you can check the chin. You counted out, you should've counted in, I'm out to win. Winning, no Charlie Sheen, I got a gnarly team, and plus a gnarly scheme. My life is like a party scene, bruh, it's hard to dream. Fly whip. fly kicks, fly chick. Working hard to touch the stars, we the flyest. Touching down on Mars, what a nice trip. I be crushing on these bars, call me Vice Grip. Road tone is cold, man, I might slip. And my stock is always rising out of slight dip.
You know that no matter where we go,
you never catch us on the sideline. Up in the game like it's prime time. Wishing it like supernovas, controlling the aspects of our timeline. Envision the mission, it takes the higher limits. Flows got us standing above the rest like monuments. You catch me spitting like you flew off a cliff. We only speak on tracks after sips of the expensive. We grind live with a shine that'll catch your eye. Like it's a requirement for ways that we live life. Now keep in mind, we got rhymes, we connected. Cause we masters at what we do, no pun intended. We stay fresh from head to toe. Only haters disbelieve, but the rest seem to know. We hustle with the juice at the palm of our hands. To speak with poetry to spread it all across the land.
You know that no matter where we go, we stay fly.
Wake up with the price in my mind, ambition. You see in my eyes, you can never take my drive. Even if you break me down, alright. Realize I shine bright like the star of the sky. Painting pictures on my mind each day and night. I keep it right, stay focused, never lose my sight. Keep on moving, never losing till the day I die.
Check microphone mix. I'ma keep rising like my first name is Pilot Wyatt. Always difficult the way my life is. I is only wanting pieces of the pie is. Type this. How will I know if I don't try it? Like it. Something that I know that I might get. Write this. Hands in the air when I protest. No it. Never gonna stop cause I'm focused. Hopeless. Never trying to stop me. A earth. Seeds that we sow in the dirt. They now growed up and made worse. A volunteer army. You all wear our shirts. 2 minutes later, you all sing our first C message. Legs stay restless, slow C x-ray. Crocodile Dundee, straight through your chest, mate. Checkmate, everything I do, I get the checkmate. 100 grand sitting on my chest plate.
You know that no matter where we go, we stay fly. Like balloons are in the sky.
Got it. sliding up and down the pole. I shake your fucking
daddy.
Red bra and it's on the mat. She making it rain, I'm throwing it back. Bust them bands, nigga, don't act. You love it when I make eye contact. Go so low that he come back. Go so low that he throw wreck. Rosé, dip, dip, dip. Meet, go, bring it back.
I got a bouncy, bouncy, bad girl. And I'm trying to throw it all on the floor. I'm trying to see who got more ass in the back, girl. All you gotta do is take it low.
Let me see
low.
You take it low.
Take it all off of me. Whoa, baby, I just wanna see you take them draws off of me. There's an overflow in my pocket. Hell no, I ain't stopping long as you keep on clocking. Baby, overtime's an option. We with real niggas, we popping. Haters gonna be watching. Slowing down ain't no option. Fast lane, no stopping. Keep it going, yoy, yoy. Got some rock on deck, so keep it flowing, yoy, yoy. Till you break a sweat. Right there, on your bubble. You're gonna get yourself in trouble.
I got a bouncy, bouncy, bad girl. And I'm trying to throw it all on the floor. I'm trying to see who got more ass in the back, girl. All you gotta do is take it low.
Let me see
low.
You take it low.
Zone 3 shit. Now if you know about it, then be about it. So we bout it like P-Wall.
And ain't another side in the city that do it like we do. If you know about it, then be about it, cause we bought it like P1. Ain't another side in the city that do it like we do. It goes.
Yeah.
what up, though? 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard Man. Thanks for tuning in to the show. Follow me on Twitter at K100_radio. At K100_radio. You can follow my personal Twitter at Blizzard. I follow back on both of them. As long as you got a picture up there and shit. As long as you ain't got the little goose egg up there. I don't know. I think you might be trying to spam me. Have my inbox full of ha, ha, ha. Did you see yourself on this camera? Ha, ha. Fuck out of here. 917-917-395. What up, though? Hello?
Hello?
917? What up, though? Yo.
Hello?
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, what's up, man? It's Slick, man.
Oh, Slick, what's going on with you, man?
I ain't shit chilling, baby. Everything good?
Everything good. I didn't know who you was, man. You called me from a damn number.
Hey, I'm off tonight.
Oh, okay. That's what's up, man. Chilling, man, getting his music cracking, man. Just kicking back, you know what I'm saying? Trying to get some of these artists exposed. You feel me? That's about it.
I hear you. You doing what you do best.
Absolutely, man. Thanks for tuning into the show, man. Appreciate the support, too, homie. Thanks for calling in for the talk segment.
Oh, no problem, bro.
Matter of fact, the talk segment the other night. I appreciate you calling in for that. I said I'm glad you called in for the talk segment the other night. We don't have too many of those no more since the Subway and Illakill.
Yeah, that was a good little, you know, of course, but, you know, there's more issues than that, you know what I mean? But I'm glad that all the listeners filled in and gave their views and, you know, and everybody had to, you know, kept it real.
Yeah. I mean, we started off as mostly talk, man, but once the music took over, it's just, I don't know what happened, man. The talk segments I gotta stop. I gotta bring it back. Though. My talk segment, especially my talk segment, we talk about fucking sex and all that. You be. I used to have live sex going on in the background. Yeah, I was the Black Howard Stern and shit.
You were clowning back then, huh?
I was wilding when K1 first started. You know what I'm saying? It started. Right. You know, the shit started from a sex group in fucking Facebook.
Ain't that a bitch? And look where you at now.
Yeah, so, right. Somebody was like, man, you need to have a talk show. This shit be so ham. And I started a little fucking blog talk, and all of a sudden, niggas was like, man, you need to play music. And here we are. 400 episodes. 400 episodes later. That's what happened. That's the history. The short version. All right, homie, let me get back into the music, man. Thanks for calling in, homie. Matter of fact, I got your joint on there. We'll run you tonight. We haven't played you in a minute. So stand by, all right?
That's a bit.
All right.
Hi, bro.
347-934-0966. Remember, if you're on the phone lines, please press the number 1 on your keypad. Let me know that you want to talk to me. If not, I'll assume you're just taking a ride with me. And, you know, I don't want to delay you, man. We want to get you to your destination. So, welcome to the Subway.
My night. nigga motherfuckers sleep, man. Y'all nigga better wake the fuck up and realize that your life ain't gonna motherfucking change until you change it. I brought that motherfucking paper, the green guy, that pyramid, nigga. Real shit. Me and my motherfucking team gotta eat, man. Cry about shit.
Everything we do is by that bread. We might act the food about that bread. People that we choose about that bread. It's about that bread. It's about that bread. That bread. It's about that bread. It's about that bread. Ducking from the feds about that bread. So much bloodshed about that bread. Split a bigger head about that bread. It's about that bread. It's about that bread. That bread. It's about that bread. It's about that bread.
That bread from the world, just ask Obama. Every war was by that bread, I put that on my mama. We got some goons in that office and they take it, bro. The Pledge of Allegiance, just that love motivation, bro. United we stand, the American dream. Just get that green, by any means. First you need a hustle, then a stupid team. That stupid gear above the gap and stay stupid clean. Let everything you do be about that pay. Everyone you choose be about that pay. Win or lose about that pay. That pay. Change your life for real. Every man for himself. Kill or be killed. You know the drill. Divide and conquer. Survive the game. Stay afloat and don't go under. And keep your eyes on every potential threat. Don't lose focus. Don't chase that pussy. Just take some checks. Yo. Everything we do is by that bread. We might act the food about that bread. People that we choose about that bread. It's about that bread. It's about that bread. That bread. It's about that bread. It's about that bread. Ducking from the feds about that bread. So much bloodshed about that bread. Split a bigger head about that bread. It's about that bread. It's about that bread. That bread. It's about that bread. It's about that bread. That paper with that pyramid stamp. Bet I'm about that. Them white folk, they been about that. That's why they in Iraq. Searching for that all the motherfuckers can't buy that. Yup, I read that blueprint and decided I'm gonna try that. I'm on my grind like fuck the Illuminati. My flag in Atlanta, guess you can say I'm so patriotic. Y'all niggas better realize time wait for no man. Better chase them green guys like bean pies. I'm chasing blessings, motherfucker recession. Counting money like it still ain't enough. I want extra. Listen, how many times you gon' let them kids cry? When that opportunity come, you let it pass by. Why niggas stuck to this pussy like it's first and last? I want that cash before that ass. You did? Don't be confused about this life. Don't come up, ain't no luck, it's about that work. The devil trying to keep us high as fuck.
Everything we do is about that bread. We might act the food about that bread. People that we choose about that bread. It's about that bread. It's about that bread. That bread. It's about that bread. It's about that bread. Ducking from the feds about that bread. So much bloodshed about that bread. Split a nigga head about that bread. It's about that bread. It's about that bread. That bread. It's about that bread. It's about that bread.
Cannon! Some of my niggas locked down in federal penitentiary. Shout to Jarvis, Kim Cantonio, Big Pat, what up? Shout to Cuzzo,
Cannon,
Ted, Wayne Perry, what up? Polo, hold your head. Shout to Timex.
The only thing I own is up in boxes, and them trash bags got my socks and my boxes in them. My tank top, sweatpants, shirts, and denim, it's a lot, but I'ma try to fit them in your hall closet. And off tops, I appreciate it, staying at the spot, and I can't help you with the rent, cause I ain't got it. But I'ma try to clean the kitchen and shit. So I won't hear nobody say I ain't contributing shit. And ever since I can't remember, I remember living like this since we was kids, back and forth to different residences. But don't get it twisted, it ain't my mother's fault. We had to bounce around, cause every time my father drank, him and my mother fought. So we house to house, couch to couch, shelter to shelter, while mama trying to get herself together. Now I'm trying to get myself together. I ain't gonna need your help forever. I don't like sleeping on leather, I just need to stack some cheddar. But till then, hey listen dawg, paper tight right now. Man, I ain't even got no place to lay down. On my homeboy's couch, let me sleep out on the couch for right now. I try to help out when the bills come round. On my homeboy's couch, I'ma get back on my feet somehow. Might be some months, maybe some weeks from now. I'm on my homeboy's couch, can't even sleep, yo, shit deep right now. I say a prayer right before I lay down. On my homeboy's couch, man, I ain't trying to inconvenience nobody. That's why I stay gone, wake up and take a shower in the mountain. Even if I ain't got shit to do, I'm riding through apartments, saying that's where I be living soon. Damn, I can't even bring no bitches through. They don't want to take their clothes off, scared somebody gonna walk up in the living room. But I ain't tripping, yo, it ain't gonna be like this forever. The quicker that I get my shit together, then the quicker I be dipping to my own shit. And nigga, it's whatever if you need a couch to call home. Shit, we all been there. Dedicate this to all my dogs that's been there when there wasn't nowhere else to go.
Hey, dog, you know you can sleep here.
I appreciate it, yo. I'm fucked up, dog. I don't know what's happening. I just been having tough luck, dog. But I'ma get it back again, man. It too shall pass. I'm laying down trying to think up a plan on my homeboy couch.
Hey, listen, dog. Paper tight right now. But I ain't even got no place to lay down. On my homeboy's couch, let me sleep out on the couch for right now. I try to help out when the bills come round. On my homeboy's couch, I'ma get back on my feet somehow. Might be some months, maybe some weeks from now. I'm on my homeboy's couch, can't even sleep, yo, shit deep right now. I say a prayer right before I lay down. On my homeboy's couch,
waking up and folding this blanket up. Unfamiliar face, sitting out and I gotta say what's up. And since the nigga sleeping on the couch, I ain't got no place to sit. So I gotta get up off the couch to make some space for them. If this was my house, they wouldn't be here. But this ain't my house, and this ain't my couch. I don't control it, I just sleep here. Dreaming about my king-size bed that's up in storage. Waiting for the day I can afford to go get all of my belongings and put them back where they belong in my apartment. Cause we starting to irritate each other, beefing over draw shit. Cause he need his space like I need mine. Getting tired of seeing each other faces all of the time. Need a little more time so I can finish my mission. That's my nigga, my intention ain't to risk our friendship. And finally, I got the keys to my own front door. Come to the storage with me, dog, and help me move off your couch, homeboy.
Hey, listen, dog, paper tight right now. But I ain't even got no place to lay down. On my homeboy's couch, let me sleep out on the couch for right now. I try to help out when the bills come round. On my homeboy's couch, I'ma get back on my feet somehow. Might be some months, maybe some weeks from now. I'm on my homeboy's couch, can't even sleep, yo, shit deep right now. I say a prayer right before I lay down. On my homeboy's couch.
Hey listen dog, money tight right now. But I ain't even got no place to lay down.
On my homeboy's couch,
just let me sleep out on the couch for right now. I try to help out when the bills come round.
On my homeboy's couch,
I'ma get back on my feet somehow. Might be some months, maybe some weeks from now.
I'm on my homeboy's couch,
can't even sleep, no shit deep right now. I say a prayer right before I lay down.
On my homeboy's couch.
Shout out to Damian John. Culture, what up? Twitchy, I see you.
On my homeboy's couch.
Zoom Coop. Yellow, what up?
Give me what I want and a little more. Hey, if you ever ask why I love you,
you give me.
for you. I'm writing songs for you, like I was born for you. In simple honesty, I want you cause you want me. So baby, tell me why.
You give me what I want and a little more.
Six six three four seven nine three four oh nine six six. That's the number to dial to the show. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. I'm your host Blizzard, man. Thanks for tuning in to the shizzo. Real quick, let me run down who I played for you tonight. I didn't do that in the last segment, but I started the show out with, like I said, some new music, some music that we just got added to the mix, and we got an interview coming up right in a second right here. A FMC from the West Coast. You know what I mean? I'm going to introduce y'all to some more people, man. Some more good music. I'm telling you, man. Canary D's in the building. She's gonna be dropping her joint, Body Me. Yeah, yeah. I think she means Body Me. We'll find out. But I started the show out. I started the show out with the Christmas joint by Kelsey Nicole, representing the 317 Indiana in the building. Havoc Jones, the little young girls. I'm telling you, I seen these girls perform live at a show not too long ago. If that ain't the next Destiny Child, bitch, Popeye Punk. You heard him here first, though. Watch. Remember the name, Havoc Jones. A year from now, say, damn, I heard about them little young K100. I broke it first. Fuck what they told you on the FM. Elu, Heartache, Candace, Hottest Rapper, Mike Barr, Time For You And Me, Rocky Tirade, Royale With Cheese, the homie Miko, Take It Low, Earth Crew representing California, Keep Rising, Black On C-Bone, Kylie Park, T.O. Green, Southside, Atlanta, Last Night, Eastside Atlanta checking in. Miss K, Been Famous. All right, laughing at you. Decatur Red, About That Bread. Midwest checking in with homie Trey. Homeboy's Couch, one of my favorites. Ended it with a little bit of R&B with my homie B. Swells with Why I Love You, man. Shouts out to the artists. Salute to the grinders. So right now, man, the homegirl Canary's on the line. Canary D, what's happening, baby?
Hello.
What's happening?
Hey.
What's going on? Welcome to K100 Radio. What's popping?
Thank you for having me. What's up?
Nothing. We're trying to see what's up with you. We want to know. I want you to tell the people who you are, what you got going on. Introduce some of my listeners to you, because I don't know if they may know about your grind. I read your bio and read up on you a little bit and seen that you got some work put in. You know what I'm saying? But maybe they don't know. You know what I'm saying? So Canary Diamonds, introduce you to the world, to K100 Internet Radio. And we're going to We're going to let the world know, all these people that tune into the show from all across the nation know what's going on with you. But I wanted you to just tell the people about yourself first. First of all, where you from, and what made you want to jump into this music game? Go ahead.
My name is Canary Diamond. I'm from Watts, California. What made me want to do it? Honestly, I don't know. It's just something I've always done. You know, I've always wanted to do since I was a kid. So.
Mm-hmm. So you see from Watts. You know, yeah. Most of the time you hear motherfuckers say it from Watts, niggas be like, nigga, duck, nigga. Damn, Watts, nigga. Last time we heard about Watts. It's a problem. You don't hear about Watts unless it's a problem, nigga. Or Compton or some shit. You know what I'm saying? You a gangbanger? Don't lie to me. You a gangbanger?
No, I'm not a gangbanger.
Don't lie.
Banger. No, I'm not.
This shit is recorded. We're going to go back and find out. Your ass be on World Star a year from now, jumping bitches. You're going to be like, see? She lied to us.
No, I am not a gang member. No.
All right. So you said you want to do it. You said you want to do it. You know, ever since you were young. But why hip hop? You know what I'm saying? Who inspired you to hip hop?
When I was young, like I was a real big Tupac fan. Like I was a Tupac freak.
Wow. Shout out to you. That's my nigga, man. Pac. That's my favorite artist.
Yeah, I actually got suspended for a week for singing Hail Mary in my principal's office. But I didn't know better, you know? I didn't know.
You didn't know you were supposed to sing Hail Mary?
Right, I didn't know, you know? How was I supposed to know? I was a kid. So I got suspended. So.
Okay, well, I think, to me, he's one of my favorite artists, if not one. I like the group Outkast more as far as collection of music, you know what I'm saying? I'm a big
Oh yeah, I love Outkast.
I grew up listening to Outkast. But mm-hmm. I like Pac as the solo artist more because I always felt like he had the widest range of anybody. It's only one person that can go from Dear Mama and Keep Your Head Up.
Right.
To
that's
hit him
my
up.
Exact you know what that's my exact what you know, that's my exact reasons. Like
yeah.
There's no other person who can really do that. That has to have that such of a range. You know, like that's
yeah.
crazy.
Like, yeah, that's I think out of everybody that's ever came out, he just had to, you know, he could jump on. And one thing I think that was really slept on about him as an artist, that if you really notice, even when he got with Dre, Pac would rap on just a different kind of beat. I think as an artist, you know, you some of the tracks that he rap on, if you would just hear those as just instrumentals, you'd be like, I don't know. But then some kind of way he gets mm-hmm. on that, smashes it. And so they used to say a lot
right.
about his prowess as an MC, which people never really gave him his props as a lyricist until after he was dead. But you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I can understand why people feel like Pac is one of the greatest, if not the greatest, because I kind of feel that way, too, just for those very reasons. So, growing up on the West
right.
Coast, right now, let me ask you this. The West
mm-hmm.
Coast right now, y'all got Kendrick Lamar. He's
yes.
he's putting Cali back on right about now. He's talking about y'all again. But it had been a minute. The Game, he'd be in and out, but the Game would be doing some wild shit, and all of a sudden just, you know, be like, I don't know about the Game. Game is wilding over.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying? But Game is always, he's probably one of the more slept on MCs lyrically, because Game be spitting some of the illest shit, you know what I'm saying? He just,
yeah,
I don't know. I think he slept on as his flow, you know what I'm saying? Because he's had some
yeah.
killer ass. But, you know, it's been gaps. You know, y'all ruled the world at one point back in the day, and now basically
right.
South pretty much running the game right now. We don't know where the
yeah.
fuck New York is. No one knows where New York is at.
Yeah,
but,
we know.
You guys got Kendrick Lamar. So how does it feel to just have another artist representing Cali kind of, you know, shining more and getting more spotlight back on the state? Because that's a big-ass.
I'm, like, super proud. Like, I can't even explain, like, how proud. Like, I can't put into words how proud I am. Like, I'm like a proud mama. Like, I've seen him grow. I've seen from when he just started rapping to, like, he's this huge superstar. And it's crazy. Like, every time I see him on TV or even hear his music on the radio, I get this feeling like, wow, like this proud feeling, you know? And I was like, it's super dope to me. I can't even explain it. Like,
it makes you feel more. It makes you feel more like you can make it, too, when you know someone.
Right, right. He's like, seeing him gives me, like dang, it's tangible. Like, it can really happen. Like, when somebody you know from the come-up make it, it's like, wow. Like, you know, I know other people. I know people who own, but I didn't know them when they was getting on, you know? Like,
right.
to know him from the come-up and to see it happen and to see his dreams come true, that's like, just a testimony in itself. Like, it's a, he's a walking testimony to everybody who does it. Like, mm-hmm. it's really tangible.
Right.
It's amazing.
So
it's amazing. Like,
so what are some of the things that you, and we're going to get ready to play your song Body Me in a minute. I actually listen to Body Me, so I'm going to give the people a clue what Body Me. Body Me, she literally wants to be bodied, fellas. That's what she means, body her. Yeah. But anyway.
Body me.
Yes, before we get into that, she wanted to put it down or get the fuck out. Period. But outside of that, look. What's some of the challenges that you see in the game now? Me personally at K100 Internet Radio, no offense to Nicki Minaj, but fuck it, I'm just sick of her and her only being the only MC in the game getting any shine. That shit is atrocious. Mm-hmm. It's a fucking atrocious.
Whoa.
Atrocious to hip hop. It's not that I don't like her per se, mm-hmm. because Nicki has had, I'm not a fan of her because I'm not her audience. But
right.
what I'm saying is, she's had songs that I like. You feel me? You know, that I felt
right.
like, okay, if I was a 20-something-year-old female, I probably would love that record, but it's not talking to me, so I just like, okay, I can tolerate it. But
right.
the point is, we're at a point in hip-hop, we've never been at a point in hip-hop where it was just no one else but one female. I mean,
right.
before you'd have at least three or four buzzing a little bit. You had the queen and her rival, and then you'd have two more in the wind. You know what I'm saying? You know, in the wind, flapping
right.
a little bit. They made a little, now it's like Nicki Minaj or bitches, shut up. I hate that so much that I purposely play more female MCs than probably any other internet radio show, any other show,
yeah.
period, I think. But I think I play,
yeah.
I show a lot of love to femcs on this show because,
thank
first
you.
Of all, there's a lot of y'all that's nice and they be eating some of these garbage-ass niggas up. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm just being real. I know, so I got femcs on deck, like the girl I played earlier, Candace, that will eat up
mm-hmm.
a whole bunch of rappers that's got deals right now, like $2 million
right.
deals. I ain't going to say no name. I'm just saying. So, but we ain't going to get into that. It's not about that today, okay?
mm-hmm.
But what I will say is this, you know what I'm saying? As a femc, what do you feel is the hardest part about being a female rapper coming up in the game, besides the fact that most people that see you probably want to fuck you before they even really want to listen to your music if you look good. What's
right.
the hard thing about being a female? What do you think?
It's being underestimated and being like not taken seriously. Like, because
mm-hmm.
it's hard. Like, if you're a female rapper and you're not, like, over-sexual, like, if you're not the put it in this and I'm going to do this and ride this, and it's not that, people don't know how to take you. They don't know how to accept you, like, because they're like, wait, you're a female, you're cute, what are you talking about? Like, you know, so that's the hardest thing to be, like,
right.
taken seriously. Like,
mm-hmm.
for your music to be taken seriously.
Right.
When you're, you know, when you're attractive, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you look like a bulldog and you spit and got bars, then they accept it. Like, yeah, she's ugly. Yeah, she's supposed to be rapping like this. And that's just the truth. But when you're attractive, and most of the new female rappers are attractive, you know, we don't really have the bulldogs anymore. Like, most of them are cute, you know, so it's, like, hard if you're not rapping either the over-sexual stuff or the Nicki Minaj stuff, you know, if you're not doing that either.
What's
it's,
the Nicki
Minaj? Really
wait. So there's a difference between the sexual, over-sexual stuff and the Nicki Minaj stuff? I'm sorry, I thought it was the same thing. Okay,
what I mean, like, her
sorry.
Style, like, the pop, the, you know, the not really hip-hop, not really bars, not really rapping,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, the really pop crossover stuff. Like,
okay.
if you're not doing that, or
right.
the over-sexual thing, then it's,
okay.
it's hard. Like, people don't take you seriously, and then the guys in the game is like, if you do rap, tight, like, if you do got bars, they're threatened by you, and it's like, I'm not putting you on, you ain't getting on my song, no, so you gonna eat me up, and you a female, like, you know, so.
Yeah, it is, it's bad when a girl get on the track and just murk you, though, I'm just saying,
mm-hmm.
that's, but it's your own fault, nigga, cause you garbage, nigga, it's not her fault, nigga, you
right.
garbage.
Right, it's my fault, I can rap better than you, and you got balls, and I don't, I mean,
right.
my nigga,
well, okay, so, anyway, I was asking for that, you know what I'm saying? But real quick, we're going to go ahead and jump to your song. I'm going to try and squeeze a couple more songs here. Plus, I got Georgia Pine going to be on the line in a minute, giving me an interview about their joint. But the name of this joint that we're going to run by you, it's called Body Me, all right? And Body Me. I gave the people a hint, but tell me what you're talking about in Body Me. What is about to hear? What are we about to get onto right now?
Body Me is produced by Trey Beach, Black Wall Street, Trey Beach. And me and him was in the studio, and he's like, you know, I was at the strip club last night. And so I'm like, you know what? He was like, but the music was whack. And I'm like, let's make a record then. Let's just do it. Let's make a record they can do it for them. And that's where it came from. That's where it was birthed from.
Okay, so it's
Body
a strip
Me.
Club.
It's a club record.
Is this your sexual record? Is this the record?
Yes, this is my most sexual record.
Yes, you know what? I'm gonna play this song. I'm gonna play this song. You know what I'm saying?
It's not even sexual.
I'm gonna play the song. But you know, we over here at K100. If you got bars, you know, we want to get the song that you got the bars on. If you really killing the flow, you know what I'm saying? We want to get that record over here too. You know what I'm saying? We want to, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I like to, you know what I'm saying, put the film, when the FMC has skills, I like to put that on this, you know what I'm saying, more so than, you know what I'm saying, because I'm internet radio. I'm not bound by the club. I don't have to make anybody shake their ass internet radio. People that's tuning into this show want to hear some music. They want to hear some flow.
I'll definitely send you those records. Right. Definitely.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and run this record. Name this joint. This is Canary Diamond. All right. By the way, fellas, her Twitter, I don't know. She might be a little bit of a Twitter snob, but she's got 40,000 followers.
What?
But she's following 700 people. That's what I call a Twitter snob, Canary Diamond. You got 40,000 followers, but you're only following 700? Seriously?
I mean, because I'm like, I don't know.
All right. Yeah, you're right. Let it go. But she's following us, goddammit. Yeah, you gotta follow us. Or ain't nobody coming. Don't nobody come on this show without following us. I don't give a damn who you is.
I got you. I mean, that's all. But
told a superstar, hell no, you can't get no interview because he won't follow me back, nigga. I don't give a shit. Cut the check or follow me back. He thought I was crazy. No the hell, I ain't, nigga. This is what the fuck I do. Anyway, I am going underground and kissing none of these motherfuckers' asses. You know what I'm saying? So anyway.
You are crazy.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so Canary Diamond. Name of this joint is called Body Me. We finna see what she working. All right, we got a couple people on the phone lines that's hitting number one. Maybe they want to holler at you real quick. We'll come right back to you real shortly after that. I play one or two songs. We'll get into the Georgia Pine interview. You're rocking with the best of them, man. Welcome to the Subway.
Fucking witch doctor. But you are a bad boy yardie. And bad boy yardies are supposed to know how to get rid of bodies. Or create the bodies. Or don't erase the bodies.
I'm bad, and everybody wanna hear. Usually my type will put this money.
if you like it, you can body me. I ain't gonna lie, fellas. I'm looking at her picture over here on Twitter and shit, and her bio and shit. I'm like, yeah, I can body her. Anyway, yeah, she can get it. My bad. I said that out loud. I was on the air. I'm sorry. That was really disrespectful. See how it is, fellas? See, that's why they can't be taken serious. Because everybody's thinking about hitting it instead of listening to what she's saying. But I actually was listening to what she was saying, Canary Diamond. I'm just saying. Exactly. I am a straight male. That's all I'm saying.
Straight male, thank God.
I kiss him ever old, you know, in California. Anyway, thanks for calling into the show. We got some people on the phone lines. They hit the number one. Let's see if they want to holler at you real quick. Maybe they want to interact with you, get your, you know, we want to make sure you get out your contact information so they can, they want to go find the music and everything. But let me see who's on the phone line real quick.
Okay.
44839. What up, though?
I want to give a shout out to, this is Miss K checking in. I want to give a shout out to Canary Diamond, Chinese Entertainment, Lizum, Digimon EST, and everybody on their grind.
Well, Miss K, that's what's up. Miss K been famous. Miss K.
Yes, sir.
You been fucked in your ear before?
I can hear you.
Have you ever been fucked in the ear before?
I have.
Canary Diamond like, damn, this nigga raunchy as hell. You ever fucked in the ear? What kind of fucking show manager that got me on?
I might have a new one.
No, that's what the fuck Ms. K posted on Facebook today talking about, have you ever been fucked in the ear before? And I'm like, what the fuck is Ms. K talking about? What the fuck? And yeah, then she explained it after the fact. That's when somebody tells you some bullshit, you've been fucked in the ear. Alright, we get
it. Oh, I get it.
Alright, that was a joke. Alright, Miss, thanks for calling in. Shouts out to Digimob, Miss K, the homie Glenwood Lalo. You feel me over there doing big things. East Side Atlanta checking in. True that. Alright, stand by. Alright. Alright, let's do what? Somebody else hit the number one. Let's see if somebody else want to holler at you real quick. Canary Diamonds. 229-548. What up, though?
Are you on the phone with somebody?
It wasn't the radio station thing. I'm trying to hear this nigga's song, but...
I'm gonna tell you, they like, they trying to hear this nigga's song, but they ain't even listening to the fact that I'm on the big phone. You heard that shit? Did you see the shit
right,
I deal with?
Yeah.
Canary Diamonds. I don't even know, man. I don't know. I guess there must be some Georgia Pine people. I see a whole bunch of 229s popping up on my switchboard. There must be Georgia Pine people checking in, want to hear their joint. Well, anyway, I'm getting ready to get into the interview. Canary Diamonds, it's been great having you on. Did you enjoy your stay
here?
Thank
you. Yeah.
You did?
Yeah, thank you for having me.
All right, make sure you tell somebody, tell a friend about us. You know what I'm saying? We'll get you over here. We'll play the song.
Yeah.
Rock out with you. We see that your grind is heavy. So we're depending on you to tell California what's popping with K100, right?
Yep.
All right, now we're going to be seeing. We're going to be watching.
All right, thank you for having me. Follow me on Twitter, at Canary D.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Hold on. Tell everybody where to get your music and stuff from. Go ahead.
Go to my website, canarydiamonds.com, canary with a K, diamonds with an S.com, and follow me on Twitter, at Canary D.
All right, at Canary D. So, we just shot her out on Twitter, so if y'all follow K100, look at our tweets, and you'll see over there. I don't know, though. I can't guarantee she's going to follow back. I can't.
I'm going to follow you back, definitely.
I'm talking about everybody else. 30,000, 40,000 followers, and she following 700.
I mean, yeah.
Right. Just don't. Okay. All right. Stand by.
Okay. Thank you.
Hold on, this 916 number may want to holler at you because they've been on the line the whole time. Hold up, 916-274, what up, though?
Yo, what's good? This is the Prince of California, Doc Mal. I got to holler at my girl from Cali. You already know what it is. You know what I'm saying? Keep doing your thing. Keep doing your thing and repping Cali, you dig? You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
I'm out on tour right now. My new sneaker coming out by Nike, Doc Airs. You know what I'm saying? So... definitely, we rapping Cali, rapping Atlanta. I'll be in Atlanta with Jetty Fizzle next weekend, so we definitely keeping it popping. Cali all the way, you know what it is.
All right, man. Well, y'all make sure y'all Y'all make sure y'all both rock with us, man. Came with Internet Radio, man. We over here exposing the artists, the underground. We got love for everybody that's out here on the grind and shit. You know what I'm saying? So y'all make sure y'all network with us, twerk with us whenever y'all come out this motherfucker, man. Holler at us. You know what I'm saying, homie?
Yeah,
let's be out there. We got the next for Jazzy Sizzle, man. And I'm doing something with DJ Sloan out there. So, you know, I'll come holler at you when I touch down, man. It's nothing. All right, homie. Well, let's connect, man. Hit us up on Twitter, man. Let's get everything popping, man. Shouts out to the West Coast, you know what I'm saying? All the artists that I got over there. And I got a lot of West Coast artists in rotation right now, man. You feel me? I don't know if you know about Earth Crew, but them guys, Earth Crew, they from California. We play their music a lot because they be making some fucking dope-ass shit. I be rocking with them.
No doubt.
Over here.
Yeah.
They make a lot of dope shit. So we play Earth Crew over here a lot, you know what I'm saying? Trying to give these cats over here some exposure. So shout out to California. Y'all coming back up, man, slowly but surely. You know what
yes.
I mean?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm the perfect Cali. We ain't going nowhere. We just have to get some new sounds. And you know, right now, you know, I got a lot of good records coming out right now with Snoop, Gang, Meek Mills. I just got off the MMG tour with Rick Ross. So, you know, we doing real big things, Rangutan Records, man. Big up to that.
All right, homie. Well, thanks for calling into the show. All right, man. Stand by.
You already know.
Absolutely. All right, so let's get it. Moving on. West Side. She said she was in watch. I was expecting to hear gunplay in the back. Anyway, so I basically ran out of time. I'm running into my second interview. I'm going to play one joint, and then we're going to get ready to come back, and we're going to be on the line with Georgia Pine, all right? My second interview tonight. Y'all know I normally don't do but one interview for the Subway because I be trying to play all the damn music I possibly can. But I'm going to play one more song. I'm going to play one song, and then we'll come back, and we're going on the line with Georgia Pine. So let's see. Oh, I played an Earth Crew track earlier, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to see some more. I got some more California in here? I got this West Side over here. That's too much. I have to go through a whole bunch of shit to find the California joint because I played the Earth Food joint earlier. You know what I mean? But them some of my favorite dudes, man. They come from the West Coast, man. They should be saying it's some stellar shit. But I'm gonna run one joint real quick. Let me see. Oh, where's my other music? I'll keep it to the South Side. Why not? You feel me? I'm gonna play some new shit though that I just got added. There's so much to choose from, man. Oh, yeah. Well, actually, Polo Jetson and my homie Slick Pimpin' is on the line. I'm going to run one of these Slick Pimpin' joints because he's on the line right now. He called and checked in earlier. He's still over here rocking out with me. Slick Pimpin', I'm going to run this joint, then we'll come back. I'm going to do the Georgia Pine joint. Hey, Slick Pimpin'.
Yeah, I'm here.
What up, homie? Which one of these joints you want me to run by you real quick? I'm going to go ahead and run one
of
your joints.
What you get?
I ain't playing with your joints in a minute, Slick Pimpin', and you always call the show and support. I think I'm going to do About That.
Play that Watch Out.
I'm going to do the About That Life joint.
Yeah, that's what's up. Play that shit, too.
All right, I'll run that. Then we'll do that, and we'll come back for the Georgia Pine interview, and we'll get ready to rock out and close out this particular episode of The Subway. Shouts out to everybody that's on the phone line. So the phone lines are full. They're blowing up. A whole bunch of 229 people on the phone line, so that must be what Georgia Pine... Oh, yeah, hit Slick Pimpin' up. He a real supportive dude, man, you feel me? So anyway, you rock with the best of them, man. You're not tuned in to The Subway.
Yeah, I'm about that life. Yeah. Man, you got all these folks out here, man, talking about their life, man. You ain't about that life, man. Stop popping all that shit, man. Just talk, man, you know what I'm talking about? I know you want to be about that life, but, you know, you just can't be like that all the time, you know what I mean? Some niggas gonna fade your ass, you know what I mean? Especially when you're up here claiming false flag and all the other bullshit, you know what I'm talking about? Man, this all about that life, man, you know what I mean? Cause some niggas real about it, you know what I mean?
You ain't about that life, you ain't about to try. I wish a nigga would, I'm Mr. Show You Right. These niggas ain't right, these bitches ain't right, these niggas ain't right, man, this shit real. Better sit your ass down before you lose your life. Acting fly, get your
funky with you, cause I am that guy. That's that one that's about that action, cause I'm about that life. Ain't got no time for that ratchetness, cause niggas trite. I'm out here trying to get it, spitting nothing but the truth. For these fucker niggas stunting in the fucking booth. Acting like you about that life when you really putting on. But these niggas who don't give a fuck about your life. You ain't about that life. Like they live their life. Man, these niggas got the game fucked up. A closed mouth don't get fed. You ain't said another word, cause you know just what it is. Then a nigga shut you up. His last word should have been, damn, man, I fucked up. Shit's real round here. Make a wrong move, nigga. Catch the steal round here. It's about that life round here. Hey, it's nonsense how these bitch niggas try to play. Talking to me sideways, yeah, I'ma demonstrate it. That I'm about that life. And you ain't about to try. And I wish a nigga would, and I'ma show you right. Down south, yeah, west, yeah, north, east, and west coast. Yeah, we bout that life, and it ain't no joke. You ain't bout that life.
Shouts out to Slick Pimpin', man, representing the mound. Slick Pimpin' from the mound, by that life. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show, www.blogtalkradio.com/K100Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard, man. Thanks for tuning in to the show. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at K100_radio. You can follow my personal Twitter at Blizzard, B-L-I-Z-M. Want to make sure you guys head over to ChainlessEntertainment.com, www.chainless. ChainlessEntertainment.com. The parent site for the company. We got music, videos, networking opportunities, all kind of stuff. A lot of some of the artists that we got in rotation over here, you can go over there and check it out. You can listen to replays of K100 Radio over there. Just everything that's going on with the company, with Chainless Entertainment, everything that we offer, and the whole movement. It's over there at ChainlessEntertainment.com, all right? And hit us up on Facebook. We got Facebook pages for the K100 Radio. So just go to Facebook, type in K100 Radio. If you fuck with us on Facebook a lot, you know what I'm saying? We fuck with Facebook a lot. Rock out with our page. Please like our page. Do that for us if you support the show. All right, so here we go. Bring it to the table right now. We got the homies Georgia Pine on the line. What's happening, homies? What up, though?
What it do, Blizzle? Know what I'm saying? What's Georgia Pine in the building. It's your boy Young Business and my homie, Ashley Marr. Oh, God.
Oh, God. What's happening, homies? Thanks for tuning in to the show. Thanks for being on the show. Welcome.
Thanks, man.
So, obviously, you guys represent the 229, right?
Yes, sir.
I see they got on the line. There's a couple more of these guys checking in, listening to you guys right now. So, you got some support. I see you got your people with you. You bring your people with you. It's always good to see that. 229, that's the Benny, ain't it?
Valdosta, Georgia.
Valdosta? Oh, okay. Is that down? Yeah. That's down by Albany, though, ain't it?
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's down by Albany.
It's the same area code. A lot of people from Albany had that 229 area code. They'd be calling here. They'd be like, we from Albany. I'd be like, oh, okay. So I thought you guys might have been from that, from Albany or whatever. But sometimes people call into the show from South Georgia, they'd be 229. They'd be representing Albany a lot whenever they call in. But Valdosta, I fuss with Valdosta too. Actually, I know like two other MCs. They live up here in Atlanta now, but they from Valdosta too, and we play some of their music on here too. But anyway, go ahead and tell the people what's up with you guys, what's up with Georgia Pine, what you guys bringing to the table. You feel me? We're gonna play your music. We got the song called Celebration, right? We got that on deck. That's what we pushing, right?
Yeah, man, Celebration, man. Know what I'm saying? All I wanna say, man, we got a lot of swag we about to bring to the table, man. We real dynamic, man. We got flows for days. Know what I'm saying? We got a little nice little team behind us, man. We got our website that actually just went up today, live with you, blackcarnt24.com.
Check that out. What?
Celebration is live on iTunes too.
Okay. So you said you guys got something different that you bring in the game. You got swag. Okay. So what's gonna what's gonna make y'all different from anybody else? What's gonna make y'all sound different? What's gonna make y'all different? What's gonna make y'all stand out from what everybody else already got going on in the game? What you think?
Man, it's just our stage presence. Our stage presence is just is amazing. It's wild. You just have to be there to see it. It's crazy when we're on stage.
All right. What about the music? What if they right now it's gonna be a couple thousand people that's gonna listen to this particular broadcast and they can't see you perform. So what? When someone hears your music, what's going to be different about the music that you bring into the game? Because most of the time, people are going to hear you before they see you. So do you have some different music that you're going to be bringing to the game for the people? You know what I'm saying? Go ahead.
I say we bring a lot of good time music, man, party music. We like to have fun. We just like to party, man. We just like everybody to feel like they won a championship. They won a Super Bowl. When you have music, you feel like you just won an award.
God damn.
All right, so they say they want to party, man. They want to have a good time. Celebration, nigga. Celebration. So South Georgia, man, you know, a lot of parts of Georgia, you know, we broadcast live from the ATL. That's where K100 Internet Radio is based. Of course, with us being Internet Radio, we get listeners all over the world and all over the country a lot nationally. But we broadcast from Atlanta. Now, Atlanta, there's two other areas of Atlanta that have a lot of talent. You know, things going on like down there in South Georgia. I know another one, Macon, especially Macon. They got a real crazy movement. A lot of people from Macon is in rotation on K100 Radio, and a lot of those guys be up here at all the open mics. They be coming up here, you know, 20, 30 deep, you know what I'm saying, mobbing through the open mics and stuff. But a lot of times this whole state gets overshadowed by Atlanta. It's like if you ain't really from Atlanta, then you ain't really popping or whatever. Atlanta's the only place in Georgia, which is really not true, but if you don't live here, you don't know that. Do you guys plan on representing Valdosta loud, proud, or are you guys gonna kind of fold into the fold and like, well, we represent the A if y'all come through the A? Which one?
Nah, man, we gonna represent Valdosta. We don't do all that. Like, we from Valdosta, so that's what we gonna rep. We ain't gonna move to another place and then represent that. But we still gonna, you know what I'm saying, do a lot of collabs, you know what I'm saying, show love to ATL, because ATL was showing us love. Exactly.
All right. We know, in the game, we just see a lot of people do that. A lot of people, you know what I'm saying, it's been multiple artists that came from different parts of Georgia who come here and they rep Atlanta, and they lose, you know what I'm saying, identity with where they actually came from. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a couple of the artists that did blow up, and they did, you know, keep their pedigree and where they came from, you know, the smaller parts of Georgia. But I noticed that a lot of artists that come through at Georgia, some of them come up and then they'll represent Atlanta and kind of like fall off of representing where they're really from. You know what I'm saying? You see it all the time because Atlanta is such a staple in the South, in the music game, period. So I always ask artists when they come from another part of Georgia, you know, how do you feel about that? Because some artists is like, shit, you know, Atlanta put them on and made them famous, but at the same time, you know, it's
crazy
different.
Thing about Atlanta, man, Atlanta, they just embrace you. You know, when we come from these cities and these areas, it's just a lot of hate around these areas.
Mm-hmm.
Radio stations don't show as much love as they do out there in Atlanta. I just love the embracing up there.
Mm-hmm.
And for them rappers that claim other places, that's why they can't go back home now.
Yeah, that's the point. That's what I'm saying. It's like I see it all the time. You feel me, Cass? I see it all the time, man. I'm talking about, I'm not from Atlanta, but I've been living here since the 90s. You know what I'm saying? Since the late 90s.
Yeah.
So I've been here for a long time, well over a decade. It's like my second home, but I'm a Florida boy. And I understand what you're saying when you say, well, the smaller places have hate. But understand this, and mark my words, there's a lot of hate here in Atlanta also, and there's a lot of powerful hate. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's one thing if niggas from the hood and the block hating you. It's another thing when a millionaire superstar hater hates you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a whole other animal. You know what I'm saying? It's another level that you have to deal with once you run into that kind of issue. And you will keep going. You will. You know what I'm saying? It's not if. It's just a matter of when. No matter how good a person you are, you'll run into that. You know what I'm saying? Because this is a big city and this is a dirty game at the end of the day. So I make sure I tell all the cats that. But I'm going to get ready to go into your joint, man. The name of the joint is called Celebration. But before I do that, man, what besides rap, besides hip-hop and shit, what y'all boys be doing outside of that? What y'all be doing, man? What do y'all really like to get into outside of music?
Man, shit, we work out. We like to party. Turn up! We like to, basically just work out and do music and shit, man.
Just work out and do music?
We them healthy rappers, man. We got a six pack.
Work out, do the music. Hey, these boys dedicated, man. They ain't saying nothing about y'all motherfucking motherfoot ass hoes. Fuck y'all. Fuck them bitches. Fuck them bitches. Ain't studying y'all ass. Motherfucker. That's how these niggas feel. They over here like, nigga, we over here getting diesel. We gonna make this motherfucking music, get these bitches laid, nigga. What? I feel you,
though. That's why Rick Ross paved the way for fat people, man. Y'all can take y'all shirts off now, man.
Oh, man. Ross don't give a shit. Ross don't care. Ross,
man. No difference. I ain't different.
I mean, Ross don't care, man. Ross, and Ross came out and told the GDs, nigga, fuck you. I ain't paying you shit. Fuck you. You get how you live, nigga. How you want it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you
think
you do
man,
shit?
Yeah,
man,
Ross don't worry about that, man.
Well, real quick, both of you guys each, favorite all time Georgia hip hop artist.
Hey man, I have to go with Andre 3000. I like Andre.
Mhm. What about you?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
I'll say Jeezy.
Jeezy, okay. Me personally, if I got to pick one, I'm gonna say Three Stacks is by far my favorite, with CeeLo Green being a close second. You know what I'm saying? Because he's done such dynamic things in his range, and what he can do is is Flo Spitta. I'm gonna go with Three Stacks, but then I got to give it up to CeeLo Green for just having a phenomenal just voice. You know what I'm saying? And being able to cross.
Yeah.
Platforms, you know what I'm saying? Of course, you know what I'm saying? If you ever spent any time in the trap, which I have, you got to understand, you got to be able to relate to Jeezy, no matter what. Have y'all heard that new joint with T.I.? What y'all feel about T.I., that T.I. joint with Three Stacks, that Sorry? You heard that joint?
Oh, yeah. I heard it, man.
Who killed who? This is a major debate right now. Did Three Stacks really kill T.I. on the song? I felt like T.I. held his own on the record.
He heard his own, man, but everybody making the buzz like a lot bigger by Andre.
I know.
Making it real big, man. He still holds it down. T.I. always hold it down every time.
T.I. would be my top five of Georgia artists. You know what I'm saying? You can mix them up after that.
Yes,
you know, after Three Stacks and CeeLo, then you can mix it in. You even though he's not born and raised here, you can even throw Luda because he's been here through high school, so you might as well throw him in the mix.
Yeah.
Sean J from Field Mob. You know what I'm saying? I mean. You know what I'm saying? I'd say those guys are, in my mix of guys.
Yeah, Fieldmob, they represent the 229.
Yeah. So, but Fieldmob, that first Fieldmob was a classic record. That's probably one of the most slept on albums in hip hop. That first Fieldmob was a classic record. It had stellar music.
I feel that way too.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and get into the joint. Go ahead. You guys introduce this joint, man. Name of this joint is called Celebration. Go ahead and introduce it to the people real quick, and we'll play it and come right back to you.
Man, what it do, people, is Georgia Pine. And know what I'm saying? We want to release our track called Celebration. Let's get it.
You rocking with the best of them. Welcome to the Subway.
And we gon' party, and we gon' celebrate. Let's go!
It's a celebration, welcome to our party. Going out to ride all night, we gon' all in. Mommy's in the lodge, and the heat that she started. And the definition, how to have a good party. It's a celebration, welcome to our party. Going out to ride all night, we gon' all in. Mommy's in the lodge, and the heat that she started. And the definition, how to have a good party. Frozen like ice skates, I'm licking on that lot. For a chick with nice price rates, T.T. plus dime piece. Oh, no cheesecake, coconut for rock. Got me swerving on the freeway. Swag was so fat last night I had to replay. Got so damn drunk I had to call up a valet. Woke up in the morning and we had to park that rosé. 725 all black to keep it cozy. Pocket full of lies. Celebration time start blowing. All nighters, no see shit I can't grow it. That's a great example of a party, how we throw it. BCE is on the rise, watch us keep these doji. It's a celebration, welcome to our party. Party like a kid with a hot top bar. Pop that champagne bottle on my Dave Chappelle floor. It's a celebration, baby, go till you can't no more. Put me in the chair like it's only my bar mitzvah. The way to say is that anything I can get ya. Give me coconuts or rock, I want it on a rock. I gotta celebrate with my people, so we on now. Down for whatever gas, I'ma be on one or two. It's black card all day, first shit we do. We dropping hits and getting rich out and saving for the team. I guess that's our check. Confetti in the air like it's Daytona 500. It's on the top, I show we ain't stopping round. First round, second round, we don't need no third round. We
That was the Georgia Pine Joint Celebration, man. Shouts out to those guys for calling. They're representing the 229, you dig? They down there in Travis, Georgia, man, doing their thing. They say they don't represent that motherfucker, so they goddamn quote. They ain't never gonna change either. All right, fellas, man. Well, shouts out to you, man. Thanks for sending in the music. Thanks for calling in and doing your interview, you feel me? You guys make sure you check out our site, ChainlessEntertainment.com. You feel me? Y'all already rocking with us on Twitter, so we see you over there on that. Feel me? Tell the people one more time how to get to your music. Oh, I thought did I hang up on him? Shit. Oh, I hung up on him. No, I didn't hang up on him. They called drop. I didn't press hang up. I don't know. Maybe it was in a bad area. Anyway, that was Georgia Pine. That was the name of their joint. They know it was called Celebration. And I think they said, hold on, let me find their Twitter. I can say the Twitter out for them real quick. If you want to check them out, or you can go back and listen to the replay of this right here. You feel me? Oh, yeah, Black Card ENT. That's it. So at Black Card ENT24, that's how you can get to their music if you want. Oh, they're back on the line. Hello, Georgia Pine.
Black Card ENT24. That's how you can get to their music.
Black Card. I mean, Georgia Pine. Georgia Pine.
Yeah, this is man. My fault, man. We lost the call.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, I was just telling people how they can get back in touch with you. But tell them your website again, real quick.
Okay.
Y'all got to turn your radio down in the back too.
Yeah, man, BlackCardENT24.com.
All right, BlackCardENT24.com. Y'all go over there and check those guys out. Y'all stay on your grind, yeah. Man. You feel me? Make sure you let your people know about K1 Internet Radio.
I want to tell you one more thing. We got that track on, we got it on iTunes, too. You know what I'm saying? Georgia Pine Celebration on iTunes. We got that on there, too.
All right, well, y'all go check it out, man. I'm pretty sure they got links to everything over there on their website. All right, man. Y'all be easy, homie. All right.
Hey, man. We want to give a shout out to Tia Culver and Rain Child doing their thing in that Atlanta area, man.
Oh, yeah. Shouts out to the homegirls, man. Y'all, the publicists, they actually are affiliates of K100, which is why y'all are on K100. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's what we do. That's our pleasure.
All right, homie. All right. Y'all be easy, man. All right.
You too, man.
All right. Stand by. All right, so we getting ready to get rock up out of here, man. Both of my interviews. That's why I normally don't even do two interviews in one show, because then it ends up being mostly interviews and less music. So I try to, but like I said, they rocking with my peoples. And so my people was like, we need to get my peoples on, Blizzum. And so I said, okay, we'll get your peoples on over here on K100. You feel me? But anyway, be that as it may, We did play a lot of good music. We broke a lot of good music. I'm going to end with this new joint by my homegirl, Charlotte Renee. She's got a new joint. It's called Alive, and I told her that I was going to play her joint today. So I'm going to end the show with the new Charlotte Renee joint. Hey, hold on, let me find it real quick, because I've been doing the most over here while I've been doing this show. But for Charlotte, if you ever heard the song, the artist I got called Metis, the UK artist Metis, she's actually featured on his hook. The song I got called Baseline, that's actually Charlotte Renee on the hook. But then her people was like, you know, Charlotte Renee, she's branching out. She's got her own joint. And so they sent me her song, Charlotte Renee. This is her single. And we're going to break it over here at K1 Internet Radio, because the Metis joint that she was featured on, a lot of people used to like that record. We haven't played Baseline in a minute. But we'll get back. We'll probably play that soon. I haven't played in a long time. But this is the new joint by Charlotte Renee. The name of this joint is called Alive. I'm going to run that, and then we're going to go ahead and end the show after this. Man, thanks for tuning in to the show. Shouts out to Canary Diamond. Shouts out to Georgia Pine. Shouts out to Rain Child and Tia Culver. Shouts out to everybody who's been listening to the show. You feel me? You've been rocking with the best of them. One more time, man. Welcome to the Subway. And we're gonna leave on this one.
Coming in, you keep on pushing me away and then pull me back in. No, I should be motion sickness. I should get off of this relationship, screaming out man overboard. But with all this back and forth, you make me feel alive. Hey,